I got to take you guys back to January 8th, 2011.
Why would I know
and
that?
And you would know that because of this, Bruce.
Shooting at the Safeway. A man with a semi-automatic weapon. You know, responding advice. We have a caller who believes that Gabrielle Giffords was shot. That's a multiple victims. That sounds like many people are shot.
It was a Saturday morning.
January 8th, 2011. I remember exactly where I was when I got the call that... come into the station and head on down to Tucson. You, I, and some of our colleagues here at the station spent several days down in Tucson. And I distinctly remember as we were wrapping up our coverage, I want to say it was like Sunday, the Sunday's coverage, Pat McMahon had asked me, in 5 years, 5 years from now, what about this are you going to remember most?
Okay.
And I remember telling him, Christina Taylor Greene. This was the young lady, and by young I mean eight.
Yeah, I was going to say really young, elementary age.
Who was shot and killed in that Safeway parking lot in Tucson.
Yep.
And I remember going to the school where all of her classmates had covered the fence, and you know, me now having a 9-year-old myself, it strikes home. But this little girl is still surprising her parents today. Mom and Dad got a voicemail recently. They actually had to listen to it twice because it was the Hall of Fame award-winning baseball writer, Peter Gammons. And he was going to be inducted into the Cape Cod Baseball League's Hall of Fame. An award that is going to be named after him was called the Peter Gammons Award for excellence.
Legendary baseball writer Peter Gammons, who's now a Hall of Famer, just had an award created by the Cape Cod League named after him. Well, Christina will be posthumously be awarded this first ever Peter Gammons Award for excellence and distinction.
So Mom and Dad were like, okay, we didn't even know that she had met Peter Gammons.
Right, you know.
Now, the family would go to like the Boston area, Cape Cod in particular, every summer because Dad was a scout for the L.A. Dodgers.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
You remember this
is all
coming back to you now, right?
Because it affected the Dodger organization. I remember that.
As Dad would go to work, Christina Taylor and her brother would go to baseball camps.
Okay.
She was an 8-year-old girl attending baseball camp, which was somewhat of a rare sight. Okay.
I'll acknowledge that.
And she struck up a conversation with Peter Gammons, who lives in the area. And he recalls her telling him she's going to be the first woman to play in the major leagues.
Got it.
She told him, I got mad skills. And went on to say that she's also going to be the first woman president.
Wow.
Obviously, he was touched by her. And as the first recipient, he named her.
She just really got along with the people in Massachusetts and the Boston area, and she loved the sea and just the community feel of Cape Cod. So I know that she's smiling down for heaven and really proud that we're going to receive this award in her honor.
Wow.
Not great.
Well, I was going to say, frustratingly, sadly, a name that we don't think about every day, but we should, you know, we should remember. Yeah, we're coming up on the anniversary of that again.
The nomination read, we are better people thanks to the passion and vision of this young lady who had no idea how many lives she was touching at the time.
Wow.
The family was back there and they accepted the award on her behalf on December 1st.